Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Randy Lurch. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on LaFleur. Molitor goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hill and he is out, Almon applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. There goes Money. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Thomas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gantner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Money reaches third base with a triple. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0 for 1 in the game. Paciorek is hit by the pitch. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Paciorek. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Paciorek steals second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Hill and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Kemp reaches second base with a double. LaFleur scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski is walked intentionally. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. Kemp moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards first. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Salome Barojas now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law pinch hits for Mark Hill. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines pinch hits for Jerry Hairston. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Baines moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to third. Almon moves to second. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Baines scores. Almon moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almond scores. LaFleur scores. Bernazard moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jim Slayton now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Marv Foley now catching. Harold Baines now playing right field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Barojas covering. Safe. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. One out. Bill Almond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almond is 0-for-3 in the game. Almond hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almond. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Almond steals second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Romero pinch runs for Jim Gantner. Marshall Edwards pinch hits for Ned Yost. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Foley and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.